everyone, welcome back to my channel. My name is Olivia and I'm a gender affirming voice teacher, and today we're going to be analyzing Scarlett Johansson's voice. One of the best ways to develop your own feminine voice is by training your ears to hear different vocal qualities. But picking these qualities apart is not an easy thing. It can be really challenging, especially when you're trying to analyze your own voice. You might have preconceived notions about your voice, you might have your old voice stuck in your head and have a hard time moving through that thought process, you might have dysphoria around your voice. So it can really be challenging for many reasons. So today we're just going to focus on somebody else's voice. We're going to practice listening for some of the key traits that we work on in vocal feminization. So I'm going to use some technology to get a sense of the pitch and the intonation, but beyond that, we are just going to be using our ears. Our ears are the greatest tools that we have in voice training. So I want to help you tune your ears in to what you can be listening for. So we're going to be listening to Scarlett Johansson on the Vogue YouTube channel on their series Life in Looks, where she's going to talk about her iconic outfits over the years. I like to watch these videos. Scarlett's voice is really recognizable. It's kind of deep and warm and interesting. And I think she's a really good example for this kind of analysis, because I think in vocal feminization, we're always thinking about the brightest sound, the highest sound, you know, how can it be the most feminine? But Scarlett's voice, as we'll kind of hear, like, I don't really think of her as having the most, you know, stereotypically feminine voice, but it's definitely still a feminine voice. So I want to kind of break down what those elements are that we're hearing and debunk some myths that you might have around feminine voices. So here are the things that we are going to be listening for. Number one is vocal fry. Now, vocal fry is that crackly sort of poppy sound that we get a lot of times at the ends of sentences. So an example of this would be if I say, like, hi, how are you? That sound at the end of the phrase is vocal fry. Vocal fry. There's nothing wrong with this sound. It's not damaging to your voice, but I think it can be kind of a polarizing thing. Like, some people can't stand it when they hear it. I think it's kind of like a cultural thing. I think more and more we hear kind of more of it in younger people. So you can choose to use more or less of it. And we'll see if we hear that in her voice and what kind of impression that gives us. So sometimes when we hear kind of constant vocal fry, if you're kind of just talking like this, that can be an indicator that there's not enough breath support going on. So that's the only time that I would say, you know, that's something that we need to work on, or if it's kind of a consistent thing and not something you're able to choose. So it's something I just sort of want you to be aware of, not that it's necessarily feminine or masculine or good or bad. It's just something I want you to start noticing. Next, we're going to listen for pitch. So pitch is measured in hertz or musical note names. That's how high or low the frequency of her voice is, and that's determined by how fast or slow her vocal cords are vibrating. So I'm going to use a spectrogram to analyze her pitch. Next, we're going to listen for intonation. Intonation is basically all about how much movement you get in the pitch. So if there's movement going up and down, or if it's staying a little bit more stagnant like this, more of a monotone where not a lot of movement is happening, or a lot of movement. So generally, feminine perceived voices tend to have more movements in intonation. It's not, you know, 100%, but it's something to put in your back pocket and just notice if you like or dislike or have any response to the way she's using her intonation. Next, we're going to listen for resonance. You might hear it described as size as well. But essentially, this is where we hear the color of the voice. So we can describe voices as either brighter or darker. So a bright sound is going to be a little bit more in the front with a smaller size in the vocal tract. So it might be a lift in the larynx, a lift in the tongue. So then a darker voice would have a little bit more space in the vocal tract, a little bit further back. And finally, we're going to be listening for vocal weight. Vocal weight happens at the level of the vocal cords, and it describes how much engagement we're getting from the vocal cords. So when we get more of the vocal cords touching together, we get a heavier sound, something that might feel a little bit boomier or a little bit, might feel more vibration in your chest. Maybe something a little bit more like this is going to be a little thicker versus This is going to be a little bit thinner, on the thinner side. This is thicker. This is thinner. So to give you a little sense of that. So that's what we're going to be listening for. Put your listening ears on and we are going to jump in. So the first thing I want you to be listening for, just build your awareness for, is vocal fry, that sound. So when we play this clip, I just want you to listen. Is there a vocal fry here or is there not?
This is me and Thora Birch. We are in Ghost World, that is based on the comic book by Daniel Clowes. Terry Zwigoff directed this, and we are looking with disdain at probably someone very basic. I think I'm 15. The costume designer of this, I believe, is Mary Zofries. She's a genius. She works with the Coen brothers a lot, so I work with her subsequently.
So what'd you think? I definitely hear a lot of vocal fry in her voice. A lot of times at the end of sentences, she's coming down. And even with entire words, there's one part where she says, a comic book by Daniel so-and-so.
The comic book by Daniel Clowes.
So like I said, some people can't stand vocal fry. Some people love it. But I kind of feel like with Scarlett, it just kind of adds this kind of like relaxed feeling to her voice where she's just kind of like, you know, she's not like overly in your face. She's just kind of cool and relaxed and it's like, it's all good and she's in her pajamas and it's amazing. Yeah, it's just kind of like a cool girl thing in my mind. You also hear this sound from people like Kim Kardashian, but I think it gives it a little bit of a different vibe when I hear it from somebody like Kim Kardashian. I think maybe because her resonance is different. I think her resonance is a little bit more like, oh really? Oh really? If it's kind of like Valley Girl, more bright, Valley Girl. Yeah, oh really? Versus, oh yeah, really? It's a little bit different. Like, I think there's kind of a different thing happening there. We'll talk about the resonance too. But anyway, definitely vocal fry. Definitely think it kind of gives it a cool sound. Yeah. So let's now listen for pitch and intonation. So if you feel like she has a low voice or a high voice, and if she's moving her pitch around a lot or not.
This is me and Thora Birch. We are in Ghost World, that is based on the comic book by Daniel Clowes. Terry Zwigoff directed this, and we are looking with disdain at probably someone very basic. I think I'm 15. The costume designer of this, I believe, is Mary Zofries. She's a genius. She works with the Coen brothers a lot, so I work with her subsequently.
So let's take a look at Scarlett's pitch. I'm gonna be using Pratt, which is a software that shows a spectrogram, which shows performance and pitch and volume, things like that. So if we take a look here, this is the clip. And then what we're looking at here is the pitch. Those blue lines are the pitch. You can see over here on the right-hand side, this blue stuff is where we are monitoring the pitch. So you see, if I click on this here, it shows me that she went all the way down to 131 hertz. Up here 182, up here the high one is 242, so in general 181. So if we just take this little section for instance, I mean, we're probably sitting average, just kind of guessing here, around like, what do we think, maybe like a 165, 170 ish. So the pitch is not overly high. And in terms of intonation, we do have quite a bit of movement, but it's just not going up as high as you might expect. So it's actually coming down lower quite a bit into this like 130 range. So this is, she's got a lower pitched voice overall. In general, we consider 165 hertz to be the sort of beginning of the feminine perceived pitch range. But we see here that her pitch goes lower than 165 hertz quite often. So I think that this is really important to see. Obviously, we're just looking at a small clip. If we go a little bit further, there's a little bit more up above that like 160 where she's inflecting up. And we can see that there's quite a lot of movement in her pitch here. Up here for a while, up at 233 hertz, coming down to, what's that there, like 136 hertz. So there's a lot of movement, but it seems like kind of when she comes down, she sort of stays down for a little while. So she, generally she's like about like this 165-ish range, really. And then she goes a little bit lower and sometimes goes a little bit higher. So I think that that's really interesting to see that her voice is distinctly feminine, but we definitely have a lower pitched voice here with Scarlett. So now let's listen for resonance. So that's whether she has a bright sound a little bit more forward like this, or dark sound a little bit further back like this. Obviously this is on a scale, but those are just kind of give you the extremes of what those sounds are like.
This is me and Thora Birch. We are in Ghost World. That is based on the comic book by Daniel Clowes. Terry Zwigoff directed this. And we are looking with disdain at probably someone very basic. I think I'm 15. The costume designer of this, I believe, is Mary Zofries. She's a genius. She works with the Coen brothers a lot, so I worked with her subsequently.
So I would say that Scarlett has a slightly darker voice. It's not, definitely not super bright, super in the front. But I would say it's on the darker side of middle. It's definitely not super dark. It's definitely not like, who's my gal? Elizabeth Holmes, all the way back here. But it's definitely on the darker side of things. So if we listen to her say, "That's me and Thora Birch."
This is me and Thora Birch.
If we said that really bright, "That's me and Thora Birch. That's me and Thora Birch." Or really dark, "That's me and Thora Birch." I think she's kind of in the middle. "That's me and Thora Birch. That's me and Thora Birch." Where she's kind of in the middle, slightly on the darker side of things, I would say. But listen to your own ear and your interpretation of this resonance. And finally, let's listen for vocal weight. So remember, that's how light the voice is, or heavy.
This is me and Thora Birch. We are in Ghost World. That is based on the comic book by Daniel Clowes. Terry Zwigoff directed this, and we are looking with disdain at probably someone very basic. I think I'm 15. The costume designer of this, I believe, is Mary Zofries. She's a genius. She works with the Coen brothers a lot, so I worked with her subsequently.
So I'd say that generally she has a fairly light weight in her voice. She has a little bit of like a raspy, breathy-ish sound. Not totally, but it's kind of sounds to me like a little effortful when she starts the sound, like it's not super clear or super clean the way her vocal cords come together. So I think when we hear that kind of slightly breathy quality, that gives us a little bit more of a light sound. So how can you use this information to work on your own voice? First of all, I think that just being aware and training your ears is so important. But one thing you can try is listening to an interview, this one or any others, any voices that you like, and try to mimic the sounds that they're making. You could download a transcript or something of the video and talk right along with them and kind of match the way they're speaking. You could also use your Voice Tools app to get a snapshot of their voice, use the analyze page and see what their average pitch is when they're talking. Then you can try to mimic that and see if you can find that average pitch. And then experiment with, based on what you're hearing resonance-wise, with bringing a little bit of a brighter sound or a darker sound. So creating a bigger space or a smaller space in your vocal tract in order to change that sound. So I hope that this was fun and interesting for you. Let me know how you liked it down in the comments, if this is helpful at all. If you're interested in working on vocal feminization in a more structured way, head on down to the link in my description. You'll find links to my website if you're interested in one-on-one training or in a self-study e-course like my True Voice Vocal Feminization e-course. True Voice is a comprehensive course designed to teach you absolutely everything that you need to know about vocal feminization. So check out that link in the description. Don't forget to like this video, subscribe to my channel, or share this video with somebody that you think would enjoy it. Thank you so much for watching, and I will look forward to seeing you in the next video.